Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 24, recorded on November 30th, 2008. This episode features a special interview with Chelsea Feist, a graduate student at George Washington University, who is currently an intern with Brainline.org. During the interview, Chelsea and I talk a little bit about brain injury and a lot about AT Tip number 36, Brainline.org. Hello, I'm sitting here today with Chelsea Feist, who is going to talk to us a little bit about Brainline.org, right?
Yes, I am.
So, Chelsea, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Brainline.org.
Okay, well, first off, I guess where to start? I just graduated from Virginia Tech recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Go Hokies. And I am now a graduate student at George Washington University. I just started and I'm getting my master's in transition special education with an emphasis in acquired brain injury.
So fantastic.
It's a mouthful, but I love it. It's fascinating. I'm learning something new every day in class, and it's a really great field. I've been in the field of special ed for, I guess, a few years now, but my focus on brain injury is just a recent thing, and it's actually through one of my students who I'm pretty sure you're familiar with, Taylor Wartner, and I've known him for a few years now, and just what he's been through. He has a brain injury. It's actually called an AVM bleed. It's similar to an aneurysm, and that happened about 6 years ago in his sleep. So what him and his family has been through is just phenomenal, but with their strong faith and just they are true inspirations to me. And
now, how did you originally meet him?
He was one of my students in summer camp in Loudoun County Parks and Rec, and I met him, and then through the years kept in contact through my mother, who is actually assistive technology trainer with you, Cindy Feist, and she's worked with him and helped him through all of his challenges find assistive technology to help him out, and it's been fantastic what he's been able to accomplish in these past few years. And now recently I work with him and we're working on gaining his strength back and working on transitioning him into the community, like going shopping or eating out and all those kinds of things. So we have a lot of fun together and we've really built a great relationship.
That's great. So do you plan on still working with him for, is there an end in sight? Or
yes, nope, there's no end in sight for now. Every day he teaches me new things about brain injuries, and I'm able to go back to him and let him and his family know what I've learned in class and give them new resources. But the reason I'm here today is to talk about Brainline.
Yeah, and how did you get interested in Brainline?
Because of Taylor, actually. I was at his house and he kept talking about Brainline, which is this new website, and kept going on and on. And then finally I said, you know, I want to know more about this. So I checked it out for myself and kind of had some contact with who is now my supervisor. I'm an intern there, Teresa Rankin, and she's just amazing. And the two of them are just, I don't know what else to say. I mean, really true inspirations. So it's because of her that Brainline happened. It was a vision she had years and years ago, and now it's here. I can't believe it.
So what is Brainline?
It is through WETA Public Broadcasting.
Okay.
They have their newest multimedia project. It's funded through DVBIC, the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center.
Okay.
And it is everything you can imagine, resources and information, and it's all about preventing, treating, and living with traumatic brain injury.
Okay, what kind of resources are on the website?
There are tons of different resources for not only persons with brain injury, but professionals, friends and family. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for everybody. You know, they can go and find out great information and resources. They have webcasts. They have free e-newsletters that you can sign up for. And they're really big on outreach and bringing people into the website, fresh content, also creating their own content. So there's a lot there.
Very cool. So if I was a public school teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I had a student with a traumatic brain injury, would Brainline be a good resource for me? And if so, why? What would I get out of going there?
Yes, it definitely is. There are a ton of different resources, but for the classroom specifically and for working with students, they have articles on classroom interventions, computer access and adaptations, achieving goals for higher education. They have articles on PDAs, how they work as an electronic memory and an organizational aid. and also things on returning to work, because transition is huge for people who have brain injuries, kind of reintegrating back into the community, back into the schools. So, I mean, that's just touching upon a few of the resources that they have out there. But really, they're continuing to build each and every day more
resources onto the site.
Yes,
so it's constantly changing.
Yes, because it just started. It just launched in fall 2008. So it's brand new. But every day, they're continuing to add more and more.
Do you know if there's any future plans for the site, where directions they'd like to go?
Yes. Well, for as far as content goes, for the month of December, it's going to be on holidays and social skills and adaptive sports. And every month, they're going to be working in the future to have about one or two different topics covered. So it changes every month, so it refreshes the website.
That's fantastic. It really sounds like a really good resource. I know, just from what you mentioned here, I really can't wait to check out the webcasts. And you said there's some videos, is that true?
Yes, definitely. The webcast is a series that they had. They just finished. They had three webcasts, everything from what happens during a TBI and the acute care afterwards, but they're going to be having webcasts coming up again. And what it is a round table of experts on a specific topic. It's filmed in their studio. I was actually part of the studio audience last time. And so it's really neat to be, you know, in the studio. Other things they're going to have are experts, Q&A. They're going to come from all over. It's going to be launched soon. It's going to be very interactive with the community. For example, they're going to be having TBI case managers, clinical psychologists, people from the American Speech and Language Hearing Association.
Oh, I've heard
so,
of that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of great things, and really it's for anybody can access this and find out, because really, as Taylor's mom has told me many times, there's kind of a disconnect out there, and so it was really nice for her to be able to go to this website and network with other people and realize that, you know, you're really not alone. It's a huge issue out there, brain injuries, and so it's nice to
know you're not alone. There's other people going
exactly,
through the same,
exactly,
and that you can learn from or talk with, so that you're sharing your story, and it's like comfort in numbers.
Mm-hmm. Which brings me to another great point, is social networking is huge on this website. And some of the things they have that you might be interested in is called LinkedIn. You've heard of it
before.
I've
heard of that website. It's kind of like a Facebook social networking, MySpace, but more for professionals.
Yeah, so it's geared towards meeting other professionals in the field of traumatic brain injury. And there you can share your ideas, ask questions, get tips and tricks, all that kind of stuff. But they also do have Facebook, a group on there, and you can meet other individuals who have traumatic brain injuries or don't, and you're able to share your stories, and more for, you know, the students to use, and as LinkedIn is more for professionals.
Absolutely. So. Well, it sounds like to me that brainline.org is really, if it's not already, it's trying to be kind of the one-stop shop for every piece of information you would need to know about brain injury, as well as a way to connect with other people who have brain injuries or are working with people with brain injuries.
Exactly.
So that sounds like a fantastic resource. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Brainline?
I really recommend you guys checking it out and signing up for the free newsletters. They come every month, and Brainline is continuing to add new information every month, every week, always busy in the office, and definitely they're looking to create original content, and they want to add more information on assistive technology, they even mentioned. So there are lots of plans in the future for Brainline, so I just can't wait to see what happens with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chelsea. It's so nice to have you here to talk about brainline.org, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Great. Thanks, Chris.
I'd like to thank Teresa Rankin for helping set up that interview, Taylor Werner and his family for allowing Chelsea to talk a bit about her experience working with them, and Chelsea herself for taking the time to talk a bit about brainline.org. I'll have links to brainline.org up at the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com. That about wraps it up for this episode. Remember that if you're interested in getting automatic email updates when new AT Tipscast episodes come out, you can register as a fan from the CyberEars website. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.